And this week's anti-social media award goes to... the Metropolitan Police in London. That's right, this week's anti-social media piece doesn't involve me directly. However, it does involve a colleague here at RadioFreeUK.org. And that guy is Paul Perrin. Or P. Perrin, as you may know him on Twitter, although he has slightly amended his... he slightly amended his Twitter name to Paul Perrin v. Bent Coppers. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. Yes, the story's made it all the way to Breitbart, and we couldn't be happier. And hopefully other newspapers will pick this up as well. So here you go for you radio and podcast listeners. London's LGBT, that's lesbian, gay, bi, transgender police are harassing non-PC Twitter users and naming members of their families in the tweets. An alleged politically incorrect Twitter user has been harassed by an official London police account, which he alleges stalked his social media presence and or scoured police databases to identify his family members by name and threaten them on the social media site, Twitter. The police account claimed to focus on hate crime and responding to trollers and publicly labelled the user a racist and homophobe. The user said he felt intimidated and is demanding an apology, insisting he has been slurred by the police, who say they take concerns such as this very seriously. The incident began when Paul Perrin, a former IT consultant and founder of RadioFreeUK.org, tweeted out a Daily Mail article focusing on the sexuality of two athletes. And what I'm going to do now is go to that article and read it to you so you know exactly what he was commenting on. This is from the dailymail.co.uk. How Team GB has more gay athletes than any other nation. There are a total of 44 openly gay athletes competing at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games this summer. I'd personally just like to add that I think the Olympic team has done fantastically this year. Even though I didn't watch a single moment of it on the TV, I do know that they came second in the medals table, and it's the best they've done in 100 years. So, congratulations to the entire team. Team GB has the most LGBT members, with a total of 8 in the team. And this is by Martha Cliff for Mail Online, published on the 10th of August 2016. Already standing 10th in the medals table, Great Britain has plenty to be proud of, having delivered 1 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze medals since Friday. Aside from their sporting ability, Team GB have a further asset that sees it top trump other nations. Of 206 nations participating, Great Britain has the highest number of LGBT members competing. There are in total 44 openly gay athletes competing in the Rio 2016 Olympic Games team, and has the most with 8 LGBT competitors. Matthew Todd, editor-director of Attitude magazine, the author of Straightjacket, How to Be Gay and Happy, said the number makes Britain look like a modern, inclusive country. He added, it's heartwarming to see Dustin Lance Black cheering on his fiancée, or to see the brilliant Tom Bosworth or the powerful Nicola Adams. Some people will ask, what has sport got to do with who you fancy? But I don't think any of them would want to be defined by their sexuality. It's simply a case of not having to pretend you're something you are not. Like a straight athlete feeling they couldn't be open about their husband or wife, for instance. It's a reassuring signal to all of us in the UK and a positive message to the rest of the world. End quote. Josh Withy, online editor of gaytimes.co.uk, said, quote, it's an inspiring sight for young people back at home to see LGBT athletes not only achieving such great success, but being supported by their country as well. It's that support that will hopefully encourage the next generation of LGBT athletes. from the champion diver who bravely came out to an audience online to the heavyweight boxer who is championing LGBT representatives in sport, we meet Great Britain's rainbow team. Tom Daley has become vastly popular both in and outside of the gay community. Arguably Team GB's most famous and popular member, Tom Daley has become something of a gay icon, appearing on the cover of Attitude magazine. When he first started his diving career, Tom hadn't come out about his sexuality, attracting a loyal following of female fans. However, the 22-year-old revealed in December 2013 that he was in a same-sex relationship in an emotional video posted on YouTube. The champion diver is now engaged to screenwriter Dustin Lance Black, and the pair are often pictured together on social media. He said, "Come spring this year, my life changed massively when I met someone and they make me feel so happy, so safe, and everything feels just great." Well, that someone is a guy, and it did take me by surprise a little bit. It was always in the back of my head that something like that could happen, but it wasn't until spring this year that something just clicked. It felt right, and I was like, okay. Although initially claiming that he was bisexual, just a year later, Tom addressed the issue once again, clarifying that he was definitely gay. Tom is now engaged to his fiancée, Dustin Black, who's 42, whom he's been dating for 3 years. Tom told Jonathan Ross that it was love at first sight when he first met the Oscar-winning screenwriter at a party. In January, Tom revealed that he would be marrying in the UK, despite the fact Dustin and his family live in the US. Dustin could be seen supporting his partner of 3 years as he won gold in Tuesday's 10-metre men's synchronised diving event, afterwards tweeting, "So proud of you, my love. Congratulations." And Nicola Adams. Boxer Nicola Adams is not afraid to be known as one of the few openly bisexual athletes. In 2012, the champion boxer, who became the first female boxing champion in the Olympics, topped the pink list as the most influential figure in the gay community. Quote, "I was really proud of that," said Adams at the time. "I beat Claire Balding, the broadcaster, who was second, and Jessie J, the singer, as well." The annual list, published by The Independent, aims to celebrate the LGBT heroes and heroines of the year, with the 33-year-old topping the list after her historic win at the London 2012 Olympic Games. The flyweight boxer has remained quiet about her private life, with her social media alluding to no relationships. Tom Bosworth. Ahead of his very first appearance at the Olympic Games this summer, race walker Tom Bosworth came out as gay to the public for the first time in October 2015. Rio 2016 is race walker Tom Bosworth's very first Olympic Games. The 26-year-old said he had chosen to disclose his sexuality so his preparations for the Games were not overly affected. It makes him only the second British track and field athlete ever to come out as gay. But while the British record holder insists his fellow athletes have been supportive, he was also quick to point out that it hasn't always been that way. Tom said he had decided to disclose his sexuality so his preparations for the Games were not overly affected. Bosworth, who trains at the National Racewalking Centre in Leeds, said he had been insulted by rivals in the past and was the victim of homophobic attacks at school. In an interview with the BBC, he said, quote, "When I was competing in local athletics a number of years ago, some other athletes called me fag or queer. It was pretty nasty and made worse by the fact that they found it funny. Thankfully, they were in the minority. In the end, I just ignored them." He also told of how when still at school, he had his head smashed through a window by a group of teenagers, but decided not to tell anyone because he was worried about people blaming me. Bosworth, who praised Olympic diving medalist Tom Daley for his bravery in coming out 2 years ago, said he has now been in a really happy relationship for 4.5 years. Former British number one hurdler Robert Newton, who competed in the 2004 Olympics in Athens, was the first British track and field athlete to come out as gay. Spencer Wilton. Dressage rider Spencer Wilton made headlines in 2009 when he was mistakenly thought to have broken up the marriage between Peter Andre and Katie Price until he was revealed to be openly gay. Spencer Wilton may have forged a successful sporting career in dressage, but he is almost as famous for the cause of a storm in a teacup over the marriage between Katie Price and Peter Andre. The dressage rider was pictured embracing Katie Price, the model and businesswoman, which sparked rumours that he had been the man to have caused the split. However, Spencer was then revealed to be openly gay, putting the rumours to bed. He and Katie became close friends over their shared interest of horses and spent much time together during the split. Rio 2016 will be Spencer's very first Olympic Games with his team dressage tournament and individual dressage. Carl Hester has previously dated fellow dressage rider Spencer Wilton until they split in 2009, and now the pair will compete alongside each other at the Olympic Games. Rio 2016 will be Carl Hester's fifth Olympic Games, with London 2012 having been a success for the dressage rider. The 49-year-old scooped gold at the Games 4 years ago in the team dressage event, alongside Charlotte Dujardin in Greenwich Park. Carl is best known for his rags-to-riches streak in the sporting world, coming from an unlikely background for the sport compared to his royal counterparts such as Zara Tyndall. His parents were not horsey at all. His mum, a chambermaid, had Carl when she was only 16 and split up with his father while Carl was still young. She then married a builder and had more children. Carl spent a lot of time with his grandmother. Like Carl, an MBE in her case, for services to charity, before his stepdad sent him to boarding school on Guernsey. He told U Magazine, quote, "I said, there is no point, I'm going to work with horses, so I don't know why you're spending money on me. Did he feel different about other boys being gay? Was he bullied? All Sark boys jumped on horses. I felt totally normal." Helen Richardson-Walsh and Kate Richardson-Walsh. Helen and Kate Richardson-Walsh play for the same hockey team, and they've also been married for 3 years. The couple have been playing together for almost 2 decades, and for 8 of those years, they have been romantically involved before they wed in 2013. Kate, 36, and Helen, 34, have been mainstays of the Great Britain setup for the last 17 years, winning a bronze medal together at London 2012. When they got married in 2013, the entire squad were invited to the reception, and they say the other women are so comfortable playing alongside a married couple that it's become a source of humour. The pair have known each other since they were young teenagers and played for the under-18s in 1997. Both making their full debut in 1999. They lived together with another hockey player in 2001, but it wasn't until just before the Beijing Olympics in 2008 that they became a couple. Both had recently gone through breakups, Kate from a long-term relationship with a man and Helen with a woman. Quote, "We were friends, but we weren't bezzy mates before that," Kate told the Mail Online. "But we just clicked and developed a deep emotional connection. We have similar values and morals, and even though we're opposite in a lot of other ways." Obviously, at the start, there were some people on the team who thought, "Oh, that's different." But now nobody bats an eyelid, and it's really nice, actually, says Helen. "I think it's something I've noticed a change with," says Kate. "In the squad, there's always been a whole range of women and what they stand for and who they are in terms of sexuality. Nobody had a problem with it before, but it just wasn't an open talking point. Now, if you've got a boyfriend, girlfriend, or are married, it's a non-issue. It's not a taboo. It's just a part and parcel of who we are, and it's special. It makes me proud of my sport." Susanna Townsend. Like Helen and Kate, Susanna Townsend is openly gay and will join them to compete at the Rio 2016 Olympics. Susanna is currently dating South African women's hockey team member Dirkie Chamberlain, which occasionally sees the pair playing against each other. In 2014 at the Hockey World Cup, the couple played opposite one another, but the England midfielder says this has never been a problem. She told the Telegraph, quote, emotionally, she will always be there for me, but she is the opposition, end quote. The healthy competition between the pair seems to have had no negative effects on their relationship, with Susanna regularly sharing selfies with her girlfriend on her Instagram account. So, that was the report that Paul was making comment on, and we return to the Breitbart story. Is the whole Team GB gay or ethnic? Asked Mr. Perrin, who told Breitbart London that the tweet was merely a comment on gay being included in the media at every opportunity. UK police consider anything that is perceived as offensive as a possible hate crime. London's Metropolitan Police, the Met, announced plans last week to spend millions of pounds on a new online hate crime hub to target trolls who offend communities on the internet. So, let's find out a little bit more about them. This is also from Breitbart. London Mayor to set up police online hate crime hub in partnership with social media firms. The office of London's first Muslim mayor has secured millions of pounds to fund a police online hate crime hub to work in partnership with social media providers to criminalise trolls who target individuals and communities. The London Mayor's Office for Policing and Crime, or MOPAC, will spend £1,730,726 of taxpayers' money policing speech online after applying for a huge grant from the Home Office Police Innovation Fund, the PIF, it was announced in a statement. Quote, the purpose of this programme is to strengthen the police and community response to this growing crime type, it was announced, and will involve a dedicated police team backed by volunteers. MOPAC, to whom the Met answers to, has advertised a vacancy for a civilian programme manager with a salary of £52,455 to support the five other police employees. The measures will be delivered in partnership with social media providers, who, along with specialist officers, will be filtering and then identifying online hate crimes and identifying the location of the crime and allocating it to the appropriate force. In May this year, the EU announced that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Microsoft had committed to working more closely with them and the national governments and their law enforcement agencies to help criminalise perceived, that's perceived, illegal hate speech online. I suppose it depends on your perception, doesn't it? London's Metropolitan Police Force said they welcome the extra workload and wish to encourage offended people to report perceived hate crimes in ever-increasing numbers. The Metropolitan Police Service is committed to working with our partners, including the Mayor, to tackle all types of hate crime, including offences committed online, a spokesman for the Met said. By establishing this unit, we're sending a strong message to those who use online forums to spread hate that their actions will not be tolerated. The Metropolitan Police Service continues to have a zero-tolerance approach to all forms of hate crime. Convictions for crimes under Section 127 of the Communications Act of 2003, a law increasingly used to prosecute internet trolls, have increased tenfold in a decade. Official figures revealed in May last year showed that 1,209 people were found guilty of offences under the law, compared with 143 in 2004, according to the Ministry of Justice. How 1984 does that sound? Anyway, the law criminalises using a public electronic communications network in order to cause annoyance, inconvenience or needless anxiety and can result in a six-month prison term or a fine of up to £5,000. Blimey, I've got some crimes to report then. There should be lots of people doing six-month prison sentences for the amount of offence that I get. Anyway, pure rants, very childish people online, are increasingly criminalised, and as a result of that, the police are becoming more and more involved in controlling our morality, explained Frank Frudini, Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the University of Kent, on BBC Radio 4. Quote, the police are almost playing the role of moral police, and instead of dealing with real crime in the offline world, the police find it's very convenient to send the message in the online world because it's a relatively easy thing to do, he said, adding, and what I'm really worried about is that the whole freedom of speech becomes compromised whenever people have to think twice about what they say. Yeah, self-censoring. Section 127 was the law used to prosecute James McConnell, the Northern Irish pastor, charged with making grossly offensive remarks about Islam during a sermon broadcast online in 2014. He was subjected to an 18-month police investigation and criminal prosecution, eventually being found not guilty at the beginning of this year. In 2011, a Scottish football fan was sentenced to 8 months in prison for insulting Celtic fans, Catholics and the Pope on a Facebook page under Section 127. During sentencing, the sheriff told the defendant that, quote, the right-thinking people of Glasgow and Scotland would not tolerate his views being expressed online. So, you can't even have views anymore. But let's go back to Paul and the LGBT network. The UK police consider anything perceived as offensive as a possible hate crime. However, instead of attempting to charge Mr. Perrin with any perceivable so-called hate crime, one officer decided to take matters into his own hands and began trolling, insulting, and even threatening a member of the public. The Twitter account for the Met LGBT Network, which the force confirmed with Breitbart London is a recognised staff association account for Met employees, picked up Mr. Perrin's tweet, quoted it, and accused him vaguely of an undercurrent of homophobia, racism, and just general nastiness. The network was launched in June of this year at London's Gay Pride celebrations and is described in a statement as the Met's newest staff support association, representing LGBT officers and staff. Their Twitter account encourages people to report so-called hate crimes if they're offended by anything. It runs provocative online polls and indulges in other online activist work. Startled, Mr. Perrin responded, "Are you presenting yourself as an official officer?" They replied with, "We're a staff support association within the Met, but we also focus on hate crime and responding to trollers," replied the police account. "We're very welcoming of straight people. My mum is straight and she loves gay people," they added. Mr. Perrin responded angrily before things took a dark turn. Quote, delighted you've taken an interest in us. We'll take an interest too. Open source is a gold mine. Give my love to a named family member, wrote the officer. And that name has been purposely blanked out, and we don't want to cause that person any more trouble. Mr. Perrin said, someone naming a member of my family is an early warning sign that it is a genuine nutter tweeting me, Mr. Perrin told Breitbart London in a statement. As this person is a police officer, I'm sure he has plenty of additional tools to dig for information on me. This is surely what he was implying in his tweet, he said. Mr. Perrin then filed a complaint with the Met's Police Professional Standards Service. When he didn't receive a response and discovered the trolling police account had blocked him, he filed a criminal complaint with his local force about the malicious communication. Oh, I'd just like to add as well that they blocked me. Yes, at Alan T. Shearer is blocked by Met LGBT Network because I asked them some of these questions as well. I asked them about their legitimacy and whether they were actually a part of the Met Police, etc. So they didn't respond to me, but they did block me. But there are ways to see what they've written about me. But anyway, let's get back to Breitbart. A spokesman for the Met's press office told Breitbart London, "We have received a complaint regarding activity on one of our staff association's Twitter accounts and are investigating this matter. We expect the high standards from our officers when interacting with the public, and we take concerns such as this seriously." Mr. Perrin has now received a response, but is not satisfied. The police naming me an identifiable individual using a perfectly legal tweet and branding me racist, homophobic and nasty is out of order and disgusted me, he said, adding, it is a slur, and if the police are significantly slurring me, it needs to be fixed. An anonymous troll I can just block and ignore. He also insisted that he didn't believe I have ever said anything against homosexuality. What adults do in private is their business. However, he also said, I reject all minority rights. There are only human rights applicable to all. Following the Brexit vote, London Mayor Sadiq Khan told AP he had, quote, asked our police to be extra vigilant for any rising cases of hate crime, adding, we will have a zero tolerance approach to any attempt to hurt and divide our communities, end quote. The new Met Hate Crime Hub he launched last week will be staffed by a dedicated police team backed by volunteers who will monitor social media full-time for so-called hate crimes and trolls to criminalise. The officers and civilians will be tasked with filtering and identification of online hate crimes and identifying the location of the crime and allocating to the appropriate force. The purpose of this programme is to strengthen the police and community response to this growing crime type, it was announced, and will be delivered in partnership with social media providers. This June, it was reported that the number of people arrested in London for so-called online crimes of speech, mainly made on social media, had already shot up by nearly 40% in the past 5 years. Well, if you set up teams like this, who are just there to criminalise people for speaking their mind, then what do you expect? Here we have a team that was set up to prevent trolling and to deal with trolling, which is a legitimate issue if you're online. Well, they just started trolling a member of the public for saying, at Daily Mail UK, is the whole of Team GB gay and or ethnic? And then a link to the Mail Online story that I read to you earlier. And apparently, that's why he was singled out and targeted by Met LGBT Network. Because apparently, he's racist, homophobic and generally nasty. Having worked with the man and know the man, I can tell you he is the complete opposite of all of those things. So, Met LGBT Network, you've blocked me on Twitter, but I can still read what you're saying. So, I'll be watching you very, very closely. And that was this week's Anti-Social Media Report.